This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 4 years ago, fewer than 1 in 10 of U.S. students had adequately fast internet in their classrooms based on FCC standards. Today, nearly 9 out of 10 have the serious bandwidth, according to a report out from the nonprofit Education Superhighway. How did that one digital divide get narrowed so quickly? Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Education Superhighway founder Evan Marwell says the catalyst for getting 35 million kids up to speed was the modernization of the FCC's E-Rate program in 2014. The program began in the 90s to subsidize dial-up in schools.
But in today's age of the internet with video and social learning, they realized they had to massively expand the capacity of those internet connections.
The FCC nearly doubled E-Rate funding to help schools build broadband infrastructure. Brett Skorup at George Mason University says it's funded through surcharges on your phone bill.
It'll probably be about $3 billion a year that consumers will pay to fund school broadband.
The E-Rate program isn't the only thing driving classroom connectivity. Evan Marwell says governors in 46 states worked with service providers to get prices down.
They have dramatically lowered the cost of broadband for schools, cutting it by almost 80% over the last 4 years.
Marwell says there are still 6.5 million kids that don't have the bandwidth they need. The goal is to get everybody connected by 2020. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.